This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As Idaho's COVID-19 numbers continue to go up, one thing remains the same. Latino and African American people are three times more likely to become infected as their white neighbors. This is according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nicole Foy, a reporter with the Idaho Statesman, has been following how Idaho's Latinx population is doing during this pandemic, and she is joining us live today. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Gemma.
So we're getting a lot of this data from the New York Times, and we should say that the New York Times actually ended up suing the CDC to get this information out. And what it has shown is that Black and Latino people have been disproportionately affected by the virus. Do we know why, though, Nicole?
Well, it's one of those things that no matter where you go in the United States right now, you're kind of seeing a lot of the same factors. Latinos, by and far, are still, unfortunately, more likely to be in a lower income group. They're also far more likely, this has been shown across the country and shown certainly in Idaho as well, to be working those early jobs that were designated as essential. You couldn't work from home. You were working in retail. You were working in restaurants in Idaho, agriculture, construction, jobs that you can't go home and isolate like many of us were able to in March and April. Also, there's a lot of long-lasting and still unknown health disparities and access to health that is really driving a lot of this. It's certainly the same for the Black communities as well across the country, but it's really noticeable in the Latino community here in Idaho.
Well, because speaking of that, I mean, we saw outbreaks in food processing plants that basically, I mean, the majority of their employees are Latino. And I remember a report that you did at one point saying, like, you know, to give us a visual of this is people are standing shoulder to shoulder on these lines when they're working.
Yeah. And it's something that is really important to note, because again, there's only something I think we forget as we discuss social distancing requirements is that not everyone works at a job where you can social distance. And in a lot of these meatpacking plants, these food processing plants, you're in an enclosed area for 8 to 10 hours at a time. You know, even if you're wearing masks and other PPE, you're still breathing the same air as many other people who are then going home to their own communities and going to the grocery store. And on top of that, may or may not be following all of the same precautions that you are, or maybe you're the one who's not. And that really can spread pretty quickly through these processing plants in particular.
And the New York Times talked about the fact that when they got this data, that this isn't specific to just urban areas, which I think there tends to be an idea that if you are a minority in an urban area, you know, you may be more affected. But we're seeing this across the board, whether you're in an urban area or a rural area, correct?
Yes. And something that's really, when we're speaking about the Idaho's Latino population in particular, there's this kind of national stereotype as Latinos as tending to live in urban areas, in cities, maybe like Los Angeles or, you know, but in Idaho and in other parts across the country, but certainly in Idaho, our Latino communities are rural populations. They are in highly agricultural counties. That is where you see Hispanic and Latino populations pushing 40%, 50% of that county's population. That's also where we're increasingly seeing very high positive rates for Latinos. In Idaho in particular. I'm looking at data updated from today for South Central Public District Health, which covers, you know, the very agricultural Magic Valley. And you've got counties like Gooding County and Jerome County and Lincoln County, you know, that are by some of these processing plants, but also have, you know, farms that are starting to pick up, and they have 60% of their cases are Hispanic or Latino, 57% of their cases. And that's a pretty significant number. You know, so much of the state, the state's outbreak right now is centered in the Treasure Valley, which includes, of course, Canyon County, that also has a high Latino population and a lot of Latinos who have tested positive. But it's really made its way into nearly every Latino community in the state of Idaho.
Nicole, do we know how many cases of COVID we've seen in our Latino communities here in Idaho?
We really don't know the full measure. And I'm glad you asked that, because one of the most concerning things to me as a reporter who is looking at this data and trying to use it to understand what I should be reporting on and how the coronavirus is affecting Idaho's Latino community is that there is still so much data that we don't have. If you go look at the data that we have right now for the state, it says 35% of our state's coronavirus cases are Latino. But when you look at that, they are missing the Hispanic, the ethnicity and the race for half of their cases. And then when you break it down, yes, and so they do not, right now the state does not know, it is unknown or missing the race for 6,000 cases. They do not know the ethnicity for 7,200 cases, more than half. So it's honestly really hard for me to unequivocally say our state's Latino population is being hit harder by coronavirus disproportionately. That is what the data we have shows, but we don't have that information for half of the data. And then when you break it down and look at the two of the health districts in the Treasure Valley, Southwest District Health and Central District Health, that's where you really see that's where we're missing most of the cases. Central District Health doesn't know the ethnicity for almost 3,000 cases. Same with someone's race. They also, and Southwood District Health doesn't know the race or ethnicity for also almost 1,000 cases.
So Nicole, why do we not have that information? Is it just an oversight? Do they not have to record race or ethnicity?
So I've received a lot of different answers from health district officials and also the state, and I don't have a solid answer on that yet. But one, I've heard a couple of things, which is one, people don't always report, which is certainly true. Also two, not all of the epidemiologist investigations have been from the beginning prioritizing investigations looking at race and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. South Central in Magic Valley has since released a press release saying this is affecting our Latino community. We're going to be looking at this. And they tend to have more of the better numbers for race and ethnicity for their cases. I don't know the details of what they're doing, but it's taken a while. And my reporting throughout this since March shows this, it's taken a while for our state to not just get things in Spanish, but even start looking at some of this data and quantifying it by race and ethnicity, even though we've seen across the country that it certainly matters.
And before I let you go, I do want you to quickly talk about what is being done when it comes to reaching out to the Latino community in Idaho, because you mentioned this. It's even, getting information out in Spanish. But do you think that push is getting better?
I think there are more community organizations involved and who have really taken the lead on this. Almost every big pronouncement that comes out from Department of Health and Welfare or from the governor is translated into Spanish. And almost every health district, especially those with big Latino populations, have contact tracers that speak Spanish and are trying to do their best to reach out to the community. But you also have to understand that a lot of this started very slowly. And of course, right, too, the Latino community in Idaho is no different in this way than any community in Idaho, that there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of misinformation, and it can be hard to sort out what's true and what matters for your daily life. Not everyone has all the information they need.
I want to thank you so much, Nicole, for coming in and talking to us about this. We've been talking with reporter Nicole Foy with Idaho Statesman about the disparities in ethnicity and race when it comes to COVID-19. Really appreciate all that you do, Nicole.
Thank you.
And I want to remind all of you that we will have our medical experts back on the program tomorrow, along with state epidemiologist Dr. Christine Hahn, to get us updated on where we are in Idaho as we see a tremendous spike in COVID-19 cases. Also, they will be answering your questions and your concerns. If you have a question for our panel of experts, send it to idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, that is idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we may just use your question on the air. It is Tuesday. I hope you can find some joy in your day and have a great rest of your day if possible. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.